This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Hope you enjoyed this podcast of The Zioli Show. And if you did, please rate it on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. You know what I'm saying? Thanks a lot.
The Rich Zioli Show podcast.
Do you agree with my analysis that Hawaiian pizza is not actually pizza?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Do you think people should be thrown in jail for that?
Not, you can put whatever. It's a free country. You can put pineapples on your pizza.
We do need more government. It just should be a law. You call a Pizza Hut or whatever. You go, yeah, I'd like a pineapple pizza, please. Oh, I'm sorry. Don't you know that's the Zioli Act? You're not allowed to put that horrific combination on a pizza. And so you have black markets for it, you know?
Yeah.
Like they had the Volstead Act, which was banning booze. I just want to ban pineapple on pizza. I'm not asking too much. If you have a pineapple and want to put it on your own pizza, you can do that in your own time. Now, I know you like the knowledge of what's on in a menu, right?
Yes.
You enjoy that.
I do.
And so the pizza conundrum, though, this is very interesting. There are 34 million different combinations of pizza. Isn't that crazy? 34 million different combinations of pizza.
Yeah, but you could simplify this.
Go ahead.
So you could just go plain cheese pizza, mm-hmm. Okay, 420 calories. So how many grams of fat, 15 grams of protein, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And then you put what's added. Vegetables, any vegetable, it's going to be, you know, nothing calories, right? That's pretty much free. Meats are 240 to 500 calories, depending. Just put a range.
Yeah.
Just put the range.
Yeah. You could do a range. You certainly could do a range, but that's not what the rule is. The rule that's going into effect now says you have to list it for everything on the menu that someone could order. So you got to put it all together. So like if I go to, Chick-fil-A mm-hmm. for the hate chicken, and I go through there and I go, I want the nice spicy hate chicken with the cheese and the bacon on it. The calories have to be there. You know what I mean? Have to be listed. I have to have access to information because I can't do math. So I can't. Bacon, 20, and I put it in my little calculator. So the law requires you have to now post every combination. Right now, the law as it is. Static menu options.
The law is not that they have to add it up for you.
No, it is.
They have to add it? No.
I'm literally reading it. Yes.
It's going to say the regular chicken, add cheese, 100 calories, uh-huh. add bacon, 120 more calories.
Yeah.
And then you do the math.
No, you don't have to do the math. Under the pizza rule, I don't know the hate chicken rule. The hate chicken rule is probably different. The pizza rule goes like this. If you have static menu options, you have to show every combination possible that somebody could order. So you got to do pepperoni, sausage, sausage and pepperoni, sausage, pepperoni, and anchovies and mushrooms, and that's delicious.
But here's the thing. If you're a smart business person, then you have an app, right? You have the app.
No, you're not allowed.
And then you say, download our app.
You're not allowed.
You can pre-order or you can look at all the calorie things.
You're not hearing me. You're not allowed. Under Obamacare, you have to have static menu options. Static, meaning that you have to have it displayed on the static menu. Or somebody, theoretically, ordering off that menu, you get fined because you didn't give them the information.
You mean like static meaning hard copy?
Correct. So, all right, so this is how it works under the Obama rule, right? This is how it works. I walk into a pizzeria, 20 more locations, and I go, I see your list, but here's what I'd like. I'd like your meat lovers with extra meatball and then also mushrooms and then also onions and also peppers. And then if the guy sells me that, but he doesn't then give me the calorie counts and all the menu information for that, he can get fined under Obamacare. Everything they sell, they have to have static menu. So you walk in, you go, oh, Meat Lovers has 742,000 calories, 682 grams of fat per meatball. But then if you add to it, then they get in trouble. Isn't that something?
That is.
So what he writes here is this. He goes, unlike other food establishments that have static menu options, pizza is highly variable. Domino's offers consumers 34 million different combinations of pizza. Oh, and here's a spoiler alert. 34 million of them all suck. Order local pizza. This segment brought to you by... No, really, I understand. Look, if you're in the Midwest, I get it. You got to order Domino's to survive. I get it. There's no excuse for that nonsense here. Am I right?
No.
There's no excuse for that. There's a Tony or a Sal or a Frank near you or Collegeville Pizza, Collegeville Bakery, which is what I would recommend. Get real pizza. And then, you know what I mean? You won't have the problem anyway, because then it only affects chains 20 or more stores. What? But if you're in the middle of some godforsaken place, you know what I mean? In the middle of America that has no good pizza, and I don't know why people live there, like Colorado or something, then what are you going to do?
They can make their own.
Well, you could do that, I guess.
They could get their relative or friend Rizzioli to ship them some stuff frozen.
You know, I'd never make fun of flyover country except for the Italian food. That's it. That's the only time I ever do. And I make fun of the West Coast is the worst. Have you ever had pizza in California?
Never.
Oh, it's awful. It is another reason why I think they should secede from the union and we should go to war with them. That's terrible. And then Italian food in some places in the South, for example. Don't get me started on that. But Domino's, what they do, this is interesting now, they estimate they're going to have to spend $5,000 annually per store to put up compliant menu boards and $90,000 to invest in signage that less than 10% of his customers will actually see. You know why? Most people order Domino's. How?
They order it from their house.
Online, yes. However, the rule is that you have to have static menu boards in your store. See, I'm with you. You should be able to have an app that will do it all for you. And they'll go, you really want this, fat ass? And then you got to press a button. You know what I mean? After you put it all together. Yeah, it like double checks it. It's like the Hawaiian missile alert. Are you sure you want to place this order right now? Are you sure? But no, you can't. You have to have static signage. This is why he's hoping the president will direct the FDA commissioner Gottlieb to change this Obama era menu labeling requirement, because it's going to be a logistical nightmare for these guys.
Yeah, and it's antiquated too. Yeah. Like a lot of people have these apps. So if they could hook into restaurant places, they have apps that count their calories and go into their Fitbit and that whole thing.
Yeah.
So it probably could work well together to say, oh, you haven't had enough proteins today, or you've had, you know what I mean? It could probably be a nice thing. But it sounds like the Obama one is very antiquated.
Yeah, so what would happen is, the way I see it is that your Fitbit would just start, like, shaking. You know what I mean? Like, this is your arteries in about 20 minutes. Stop it.
Don't the people know when they're ordering Domino's, don't they know that it's going to be a lot of calories? It's probably not good for me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, I don't need you reminding me.
Exactly.
I know what I'm doing here.
Yes.
Or maybe I don't, but that's up to me. That's my choice.
It's my guilty pleasure. Let me have my guilty pleasure without you shaming me.
Right. Let me have a deep fried cheesesteak every once in a while and nobody gets hurt.
Exactly.
Just what was, I'm not saying every weekend, but most, and no, everybody will be fine. This is now, this is what I mean, though. This rule, he writes here, this is the chairman of the Domino's, what's his name? Jim Garrity, chairman of the Domino's Franchisee Association. I was going to have mom, but I would spend too much time making fun of his pizza, so I thought that'd be rude. I don't want to be rude. So he says now, because of this rule, he estimates that they'll have to spend about $9,000 to invest in signage that less than 10% of his customers will actually see, and less than that will actually use. The cost of the pizza rule to his employees and to him could be excessive, with the greatest beneficiaries of those costs being trial lawyers. This is because Gottlieb's rule exposes, Gottlieb is the head of the FDA, exposes my employees and me. Ready? Ready? Are you ready for it?
Yes.
Okay. This is why, Dawn, you can't just count up the pepperoni calories on your own, which, by the way, would make sense in a logical, sane world, which we don't live in. Here's why. Here's the, as we say in the business, here is the big reveal. All right? You got the pizza. You open up that box and you go, oh, it's delicious. It's delicious. And then you try your first bite and you go, wait a minute. This is oozing with trial lawyers. What's happening here? You can be assessed civil and criminal penalties of up to 1 year in prison and or $100,000 fine for inadvertent violations. This means if one of us accidentally tops a pizza with too much pepperoni or cheese, or is a little heavy-handed with a tomato sauce on a given day, we could be headed to prison. I know people would say it's outrageous, but the FDA has offered no information or clarity except, trust us, what could possibly go wrong? I added the wink. That wasn't in the article. So Domino's came up with an initial answer more than a decade ago by providing an online tool called the Calometer that allows consumers to calculate the calories in a pizza, accounting for factors like the crust type, number of toppings, etc. While this useful application is provided to consumers at the point of purchase and fulfills the intent of the law, that's the app you were talking about.
Yeah.
FDA for years has said that an online menu accessed by consumers on their smartphones, tablets, and computers won't meet the Obama administration's standard because not everybody has one. So therefore, it's mean to assume that people do. Not everybody does. And so therefore, it's not good enough. Because those people are entitled to, even though they, you know, they're obviously their lives are too much of a mess to have a smartphone in this day and age, they're entitled to the same information you and I are just because we have jobs and can afford a phone. And if you don't have a job, one will be provided to you by the government. So I don't know why this is even an issue. So now the new guidelines that Gottlieb introduced, he claimed was clear. Unfortunately, only made things more convoluted. My employees and I need Trump to weigh in. He needs to direct the FDA to give us the flexibility to use 21st century technology to provide our consumers with accurate nutritional information right at their fingertips. Somebody asked me today if I would shut down the Department of Education. Obviously. But I'm thinking the FDA goes next. I really do. I mean, in this day, or at least get them out of the food business and put them in the, maybe keep them in the drug business. The FDA doesn't, get out of my pizza is my point. Get your hands off my pizza, FDA. So this is what's happening right now. All right?
It's going to be a logistical nightmare.
No, you wait till the first lawyer goes,
oh, yeah.
We did analysis and it turns out, right, that Domino's, it's actually 500,000 grams of fat in this slice, not 499.95. And so-and-so got, his cholesterol was high. And so we're suing you for $20 million. And these franchises, you know, a lot of these franchises are owned by small business people.
Right.
So while I make fun of them for being a national chain, many small business owners actually do own franchises. It's their life, their lifeline up until now, because I'm going to be one of those guys going in and going, count the pepperoni, count the pepperoni.
The sharks are,
we are taking these, right?
Circling the water. Oh, it's going to be, it's, ugh.
Oh yes. Oh yes. Because we're from the government and we're here to help you stay healthy. All right. More on this. 855-839-1210 #1210 on a cell.
Riccioli 306 Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.